This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 12, 2020. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Beacon Hill leaders are planning to overhaul law enforcement policies, from banning the use of chokeholds to creating a state office that will oversee police standards. The move comes amid nationwide protests over the death of black Americans in police custody, including George Floyd, who was killed last month while being arrested by Minneapolis police. On Wednesday, legislative leaders emerged from talks with members of the legislature's Black and Latino Caucus, saying they've agreed to a raft of reforms, including the creation of an independent office to enforcing police standards. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times and Salem News. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, some North Shore private schools and colleges are making plans to keep students and staff safe from catching COVID-19 this fall by installing plexiglass shields and requiring face masks in public areas while offering a mix of in-person and online classes. Salem State University President John Keenan is quoted as saying, "We'll repopulate our campus come this fall. What that means, though, is it will be a very different normal. Instruction will largely be online and remote in the fall. Residence halls will be occupied, but will be single bedroom only, while about a third of classes will be in seat and live, such as labs, studio classes, first year classes, and others." The meeting of business leaders comes after the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education put out guidance on June 5 regarding required safety supplies that schools will need. It calls for the wearing of masks and class sizes of no more than 10, with smaller isolated groups of students assigned to one teacher. Much more in the story in today's Salem News. Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, after multiple delays due to the coronavirus pandemic, Essex Town Meeting is officially set for this weekend. On Saturday, June 13, beginning at 10 a.m., residents will be voting on a variety of issues while practicing social distancing outdoors on the grounds of Essex Elementary School. The town meeting warrant includes 37 articles, four of which deal with recreational marijuana distribution in town. BB Botanics, an Andover-based recreational marijuana company, plans on opening a shop at 242 John Wise Avenue. If Article 15 passes on Saturday, the company would need to apply for a town-issued license. In Article 16, the town proposes issuing one such license per every five liquor licenses. There are currently, however, only three stores that sell alcohol in town, meaning just one marijuana license would be available for the time being. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times. State Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting on his website, tartalk.com. The state Senate passed legislation that will help protect residents from eastern equine encephalitis, a mosquito-borne virus that is rare but can be fatal. The legislation comes as the state prepares for what is expected to be another active season for mosquitoes across the state. Senate President Karen Spilka is quoted as saying, "With the mosquito season already underway, we must act quickly to protect our residents from the potentially deadly effects of Triple E. This bill will establish a comprehensive and coordinated approach to tackling Triple E that will reach all corners of the Commonwealth." Last year, Massachusetts saw a resurgence of Triple E, with more than 200 communities designated as moderate to critical risk by the Department of Public Health. Much more on this at tartalk.com. Dustin Luke is writing in today's Salem News, not a big deal in any other year, but powerful in 2020. Salem's school district presented a budget Thursday night that involves zero staff layoffs, despite having to climb over a $3 million deficit brought on by COVID-19. The school district is in the process of holding its annual budget hearing, which is proposing spending $63.5 million. But getting to that number was billed as a monumental challenge. Over the last month, public officials throughout the North Shore have highlighted fears about presenting balanced budgets after COVID-19 triggered the near overnight shutdown of restaurants, bars, and tourist attractions that bring officials millions of dollars each year. Chairperson and Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is quoted as saying, "We don't think we have less kids to educate, less roads to take care of, or less parks to take care of, but we do have less money." The challenges for the school district involve facing a $3.15 million hole after first saying they'd need a 4.5% increase in spending next year just to accomplish what it did this year. The increase, which covers what's referred to internally as level spending, is due to increasing costs from salaries, health care, retirement benefits, and more. Much more in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Dave Rogers is writing in today's Newburyport Daily News, in a sign of peace and unity toward local police officers, the minority owner of a wellness spa in Magnolia came to the station in Rowley last week to offer meditation services to help them cope with what Chief Scott Dumas called prevalent negative feelings towards officers. Rowley resident Maya Star Kedzila, owner of Maja Eden Wellness, said she visited the station June 3 and offered her spa's services to the officers for free. She says that I just really want to bridge this, and I think it will really help them. Peace and extending an olive branch. The longtime resident said she entered the police station with trepidation. She said her car has been pulled over in other communities because of her skin color, but never in Rowley. More on the story in today's Newburyport Daily News.